Papa always made some great mash. Hey, it worked well, and it got you smashed up. And then one day after a storm, when we thought we lost the still to the storms, we found it, and the kettle is still warm, so we drunk it. It was great. That mash had a nice flavor and knocked our socks off in no time. We spent 2 or 3 days finishing off that kettle and started a new batch. We cleaned the mash and found what we thought was blackened corn in little ball shapes. We found a pile of them next to the corn and barley bags and all over the shed. Knowing that if Papa was sloppy, we collected them and added them to the mash mix. Flavor was great. These little balls made all the difference. We were not sure if it was because they was wet and warm when we used them, or if it was the fibers that were showing in the little black balls. Either way, it was the key. Little John come up with the idea to add them to the glasses and call them flavor crystals, and serve the mash with some of these like that and add more flavor to the mash. It was a hit, and all our family and friends enjoyed this mash. And one day, as we was heading out to the kettle, we noticed that our flavor crystals was all over the trail. And Papa never, he never used our trail. Papa never did that. We looked around and we saw all the rabbits eating the pellets and just didn't understand what was going on. And then we noticed they was making the pellets also. We then thought about what we saw and realized that our mash was poo-shine. Yeah. 3 weeks later on a TV show, they were making fun of some lady named Oprah. They said she drank poo coffee, and it cost $700 a cup. We looked at each other and said, dang, if she can pay and drink poo stuff, then why can't we? And we will not change nearly the same. And Grandpa always said, alcohol will kill anything. So all of us started drinking again. We never figured that a rabbit would be good at anything else than just stew and target practice. We found an Irish man, or at least some guy with an Irish name. He was asking for directions and made him join our new business. Now, every jar of rabbit hash mash includes the flavor crystals at the bottom. We figured if the Mexicans could put bait in their alcohol and sell a lot of them, we're going to give it a try, too.